The Country Fire Service has launched a new national warning system today to coincide with the start of the fire danger season in the last remaining SA regions. Shane Clinch, Regional Operations Planning Officer at the CFS, joins me now to tell us more. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
So tell us about the new system. What's changed?
So over the last 3 years, the CFS has been leading the way in achieving consistency with the way that we warn the community around emergencies. And this is going to apply across all emergency services in Australia. So from today, the colours that the public may have seen in messaging and symbology will change. So where historically advice messages have been blue, we're now going to see that icon change to yellow. Where we've had watch and act messages before, that was previously yellow. This is now going to be orange. An emergency warning, so the highest level warning, will stay the same, and that'll be a red icon.
Right, and is that to so that there's consistency across the country, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So, for instance, if I live in Murray Bridge and then go on holiday to Cairns, I'll now receive the same message that I would back in Murray Bridge. So I'll have that level of being comfortable knowing that I know what to do in that stressful situation. So it just it's a huge amount of work, and the CFS has been leading this work for the last 3 years. So most fire services across Australia are going to be changing to these symbols today. However, there's a few jurisdictions that have got some fire weather, so that might be delayed by a couple of days.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep. Well, that makes sense. And I suppose it means because quite often firefighters are having to travel interstate as well. So that could help them as well, I imagine.
Yeah, particularly. And particularly where we've got cross-border communities and those travelling around Australia, it's just going to make it that much easier for our warnings to be understood. So, but this is also bigger than fires. So the icons are going to be consistent across both bushfires, floods, cyclones, extreme heat and extreme weather.
So. Yeah, it's not just fires that the CFS deals with, right?
Yes, but these warnings are now going to be across all emergency services in Australia, not just the CFS.
How can we see the new symbols?
So the CFS website's going to be down while this is occurring today, but it's going to be back up at 11 a.m. So what I'd suggest is for listeners to get onto the CFS website after 11 o'clock today, and there'll be some significant information on there around how people can familiarise themselves with these symbols.
And while we're looking at a mild season ahead, there are concerns about long grasses and other fuels that burn ferociously and quickly, I hear, Shane.
Yeah, we've already seen significant fires this year. We've already had multiple total fire ban days, and we are expecting this to continue throughout the season. We are expecting a busy season this year, although the seasonal outlook suggests that we might not see the same prolonged catastrophic fire conditions as we had last year. It's still a very dangerous season for us. So we're asking the community to make sure they're preparing their properties, make sure that they've got their bushfire survival plan and that they've actually practiced this bushfire survival plan, that they've printed it off, and that the whole family is aware of what to do and what to take action when they're impacted by an emergency.
What are some major things we can do to prevent fires in our backyard this year?
So the best thing is for your listeners to get onto the CFS website. There's some excellent information on there around how you can prepare your property, because a well-defended or a well-prepared property is going to be the best situation in a fire. So if you can clean up around your property and get yourself ready, get your bushfire survival plan done and practiced, and you'll be that much prepared for the season. Mm. You also then need to make sure that you've got your emergency kit ready and then that's ready to go. And this year, make sure you're including your sanitizer and your masks in that as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and I understand that if someone is in quarantine, that if they are in an emergency, they can leave, but they have to be careful with the amount of people that they interact with and getting back into quarantine as soon as possible.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So yeah. If you are impacted by an emergency and in this emergency situation, you can leave your home, but you just need to make sure that you're not interacting as much as possible. The best thing to do is to make sure that you keep alert, so monitor the CFS website, download the Alert SA app, and monitor on social media.
Yeah, and bushfire survival plans, they're not just one plan, but a series of different things that you could do depending on what the conditions are. And it's about communicating with those people in your family and neighbours about what might change, you know, if a fire is here or there, where would we go the day before a catastrophic day? You know, what are we going to do with our animals and pets? Things like that. Lots of different things that people need to think about, hey?
Oh, exactly right. The more options that you can have in your plan, the more practice that your plan is, the safer that we are going to be as a community. So it's really important that you go onto the CFS website and step through the process of developing that plan. It's really quite simple. I did it myself. And just get that and print it off. You can also download it to your phone so that you've got it ready and there with as many options as possible in the event or the unfortunate event that you need to put into action.
And now that it is fire danger season across all of SA, what does that mean in terms of what we can and can't do?
Yeah, so as of today, the whole state is now in the fire danger season. So again, I'd direct the listeners to go and have a look at the CFS website and have a look at, there's a document on there that talks about what I can do and what I can't do during the season, and that's the best information. Also, if you wanted to seek permits to burn, make contact with your local fire prevention officer at council, or any further information that you can't get out of the what can I do or what can't I do, contact the CFS bushfire information hotline on 1800 362 361.
Well, Shane, let's just hope that the season ahead is manageable, and thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.